Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. If you're a parent or an educator, this is your quick briefing on what your students are reading. Our goal is to give you what you need to spark those critical thinking conversations, either at home or in the classroom.
So let's jump right in.
Okay, let's start with a really powerful human story. It's titled, After ER Visit, Uber Driver Becomes College Student's Lifelong Friend.
This one is it's pretty incredible. It's about a college student, Joey Romano, who breaks his wrist.
Right, and he's worried about how much an ambulance would cost, so he calls an Uber instead.
And the driver, Benny Lukumu, he doesn't just drop him off. He cancels his other fares and stays with him for 6 hours.
6 hours. Just waiting in the ER.
Yeah, until the student's grandmother could get there. Romano later said that this single act of kindness really helped him overcome his depression. It's just a profound story.
So the takeaways for discussion here.
I think there are two big ones. First, you can talk about the impact a single act of kindness from a total stranger can have. And second, you can explore that decision-making process. You know, when financial concerns affect how you seek medical help.
That's a very real conversation to have. Okay, so from human kindness to, well, the opposite, our next article is about the Oxford English Dictionary's Word of the Year.
It is. The title is Don't Get Mad. Rage Bait is Oxford English Dictionary Word of the Year.
Rage Bait.
Yep. It perfectly captures, I think, the current online world. The OED defines it as, well, as content that's deliberately designed to make you angry or outraged.
Something that's just frustrating or offensive on purpose.
Exactly. It's become essential slang for media literacy. So a couple of great discussion points come out of this.
Like how to spot it.
Precisely. First, helping students identify content that's designed to provoke them. And then second, deciding what online content is actually worth their time and attention.
That's a critical skill. Now, let's shift gears completely to health. Heavier alcohol use leads to earlier strokes, study finds. This one is pretty sobering.
It is. The research found that people who had 3 or more drinks a day had strokes at an average age of 64.
64, which is, what, more than 10 years earlier than lighter drinkers?
It's a full 11 years earlier. The average for them was 75, and the study links it to specific physiological mechanisms.
Right, things like high blood pressure and lower platelet counts.
Exactly, which means the body can't form clots as easily. So the key discussions are, one, examining those specific ways alcohol increases stroke risk.
And the second would be the bigger picture.
The bigger picture, yeah. Just the importance of long-term health choices in preventing these kinds of serious conditions down the line.
Okay, moving on to economics and tech. Online, AI-powered shopping drives Black Friday, Cyber Monday spending. Digital sales hit a record, but that's not the real story here.
No, the real story is AI. AI chatbots drove 805% more traffic to retailers this year. That's a massive jump.
And that accounted for a huge chunk of sales.
Over $14 billion. So AI has really shifted from just a cost-cutting tool to a huge, well, a revenue engine, as the article puts it.
So this is a perfect chance to discuss influence.
Absolutely. So first, you can analyze how AI tools are influencing our shopping decisions. And second, you can explore that economic idea of being in the black, you know, profitable, and how all this discounting affects demand.
All right, our final article is a major political story. Trump pardons ex-Honduran president imprisoned for drug trafficking.
Yes. So President Trump issued a pardon to Juan Orlando Hernandez. He was serving a 45-year sentence for helping cartels ship 400 tons of cocaine into the U.S.
And he was released after just 16 months. The reaction was not quiet.
Not at all. It drew immediate anger from both Republicans and Democrats. Now, Trump claimed it was a Biden administration setup.
But the court records tell a different story.
They do. The sentencing judge even noted Hernandez's considerable acting skills in faking an anti-drug stance.
So this is really about systems of power for students.
I think so. The discussion here is, first, to explore the power of a presidential pardon and the different political views on it. And second, to really analyze the challenge of knowing a leader's true intentions versus their public image.
We've covered a lot here, from kindness to controversy, and it all sort of comes back to curiosity.
It does. Walt Disney said, when you're curious, you find lots of interesting things to do.
And we hope these articles give you a starting point for just that. Use them to encourage deeper conversations with your students.
Don't be afraid to explore the why behind the news they're reading.
Thank you for diving deep with us today.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.